This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One of the country's largest AI firms just announced it's leaving Colorado for Florida. This week, Palantir wrote on social media that it had moved its headquarters from Denver to Miami. The company offered no explanation. The company's work on federal immigration enforcement had caused backlash among Denver residents. Demonstrators have wanted the company to leave the city. A Colorado bill that conveys some federal land to Ouray has cleared a congressional legislative hurdle. CPR's Kaylin Kim has more.
Both the relevant House and Senate subcommittees had hearings on the Crystal Reservoir Conveyance Act. The bill transfers about 45 acres of U.S. Forest Service land around the reservoir, as well as the infrastructure associated with the dam, to the city of Ouray. City Administrator Michelle Metier says the city is dependent on the reservoir storage water, which was drained in January 2024.
We are uniquely positioned to execute the proper repairs and ongoing maintenance of this facility while simultaneously supporting this asset remaining open and accessible to the public.
In exchange for getting the land at no cost, the city assumes responsibility of operating and maintaining the reservoir and the dam. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Hartman Castle in Gunnison is now considered one of Colorado's most endangered places. It's one of five sites added to the list this year. Pam Williams is leading the castle's preservation efforts.
We have Italian marble tile. We have a fantastic stairway, the turret that Annie designed, all the original fireplaces and the surrounds of those. It's very original.
The castle was built by Annie and Alonzo Hartman in the late 19th century. The other sites designated as endangered places this year are Old Bent's Fort, La Mirada, the Ordway Pharmacy, and the Pearl Theater. This is CPR News and KRCC.